This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says that it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in the U.S. state of Virginia, pending approval of their cases and visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at the Fort Lee Army base south of the city of Richmond starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concern for the safety of Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops and diplomats as the Biden administration is rapidly withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The group is to be honored and housed at Fort Lee. It's just a small portion of the number of Afghans seeking refugee status in the United States. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of a Microsoft Exchange email server that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world earlier in the year. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington says in a statement that the U.S. has reportedly made groundless attacks and malicious smears against China on cybersecurity. She now calls the allegations just another old trick. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA.